the FBI is abused to target Trump, and they're not satisfied with targeting Trump. They're expanding it to include folks who try to go to church every week. We had asked for records. You may recall there was a document that was leaked out of the Richmond FBI office, and it turns out there was more than just the Richmond FBI that was involved in this, showing that they were targeting, quote, traditionalist Catholics with a spy operation. They were trying to recruit spies against these Catholics in parishes, trying to target priests and such, because they think traditional Catholics are to be our national security or crime threats. I'm not going to belabor or provide a lot of detail about what they thought. It was obviously a wild abuse, and as soon as it came out, the FBI, you know, as soon as it became public, the FBI quickly pulled the material, and with the idea that the they wouldn't be pursuing these issues. Well, I'm not confident that's the case, but we wanted to highlight and pursue this issue because it was such a grave threat to our First Amendment liberties, which include, obviously, our religious liberties. I mean, should you have to worry about an FBI spy sitting next to you in church when you go to Mass on Sunday? And obviously, the standards and the attacks they're using to target the Catholics, who were, quote, traditionalists, can easily be applied to our I'm Catholic, to our Christian brothers who are Protestants, those who are more conservative in orientation. So this is a danger to the whole church. And so we work with CatholicVote.org, which is a group out in, I don't know exactly their headquarters. I have it in my head there in Illinois. But they're a community of patriotic Americans who believe that the timeless truths of the Catholic faith are good for America. It makes it its mission to inspire every Catholic in America to live out the truths of our faith in public life. So they're basically promoting Catholic values through the political process, and that Catholics should participate in politics the way others do. We received records in response to an April 23rd lawsuit we filed with Catholic Vote, their civic action arm, against the FBI after they failed to respond to a request for records about this intelligence memo targeting, quote, radical traditionalist Catholics. Now, as I said earlier, it was back in the first part of the year that this document was leaked, and it revealed the targeting of Catholics who adhere to traditional beliefs on abortion and other cultural issues. The leaked document has been condemned by federal and state officials as well as clergy, but you know, we want to know what was going on that required this, in my view, after the fact condemnation. The new records include a February 8th email with the subject line media request FBI document cites SPLC, which is the nasty anti-conservative smear operation, the Southern Poverty Law Center, from the FBI's National Press Office alerting FBI officials regarding media inquiries. We have inquiries from the Washington Examiner to Daily Signal, which is run by our friends at the Heritage Foundation, about an article written by blank. It references a January intelligence product from the Richmond Field Office. After speaking with SC Goodwater, I am alerting all of you so we can get a copy of that actual document and hear any recommendations on how to respond. I'm attaching a cut and paste of the article. And so the reaction was rather panicked. Let me see, there's a fun thing here. Ryan Young, the executive assistant director of the intelligence branch, replies to one of the emails. He says, not a good look, real frustrating when it is self-inflicted. I'll be back in town on Wednesday. We can look into best next steps. So it was essentially the government, or the FBI, retreated on that. There's the email. I'll be back in town on Wednesday. So I think if it was released on February 13th, I think on February... I think that was the date it was pulled as well. Yeah, on February 10th it was pulled. The intel piece has been withdrawn. After 7 months of delay and more to come, Joe Biden's FBI remains committed to one thing, covering up their un-American spying on Catholic citizens, said former Congressman Hulskamp, PhD, senior advisor for Catholic Vote. Tim Hulskamp, by fully withholding more than 200 pages of public documents. So I'm talking about the documents we got. Tim is talking about the documents we didn't get. The Biden administration is more interested in hiding the truth than ending this unconstitutional witch hunt of Catholics and other faithful Americans. And I highlight the how the FBI launched a vicious spy effort against Catholics and sought to spy on parishioners as they sat in church pews. These records show top FBI officials were panicked in response about their domestic spying abuse leaking out. So this lawsuit continues. We may fight to get these other documents that are being withheld, but this is serious stuff. I mean, the FBI is abused to target Trump, and they're not satisfied with targeting Trump. They're expanding it to include folks who try to go to church every week. That's what this is in essence about. And they were, it looks like senior leadership was a little bit horrified about it. One of the concerns we have is that they suggested it was limited to Richmond, and other documents, I think, since then, or reporting or whistleblowing since then, has suggested it was broader. It included other offices. And we know generally that the national security establishment, the deep state national security establishment, deems conservative conservative activists, parents, parishioners, a threat to their agenda. And they are using the awful powers, and I don't mean awful meaning bad, I mean awful meaning powerful powers of the government to target these citizens. And this is why I get upset that when, despite all of this, the FBI gets full funding for another 2 months. They vote to give money for the FBI to get their new headquarters that's going to cost billions. I don't know if the FBI can be redeemed. I think that culture is just so riven with corruption and abuse and arrogance. Same goes for the Justice Department. I don't know if it can be redeemed. So I'll keep you abreast as things come along here. But some big information about what the FBI's top officials' reactions to crafting were to this issue. I didn't see much in the way of horror. I saw, oh man, you know, this looks terrible. What are we gonna do? No outrage. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.